It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and it's time for the 5th annual Cowboy Up Carbondale on Friday, September 6th, the first Friday in Carbondale. And as it has every year, it benefits another local nonprofit this year. It's a different one every year. This time around, it's Access Roaring Fork. So we'll be talking with Deb Rice from Access Roaring Fork in just a couple minutes. But we're going to start with Irma and Aaron from Cowboy Up. Of course, both been here in the past to visit about this. And 5 years under the belt, it's got to feel pretty good. Kind of got good momentum going. So it sounds like this will probably continue well into the future.
Yes, we hope so. We seem to every year have a better turnout and, you know, a more successful event, and everything runs smoother every year. And last year we had probably 300 to 400 people, and we hope to get as many as that this year, if not more.
And was it last year that you did the calendar?
Or was we did. Okay. Yes, we did a Western calendar with local cowboys and cowgirls, and it went really well, and we had a good response, and it was a lot of fun, and everybody enjoyed seeing all the pictures, and we get comments about it all the time.
So maybe a project like that in the future as well, or you think that was more of a one-time deal?
I think that's maybe a once-in-5-years deal. It was a lot of work and, you know, a lot of coordination that goes into it. And it was definitely a lot of fun. But, you know, I think that's something we wouldn't do every year just because it's too much work that goes into it.
If I remember correctly, you took the pictures, didn't you?
Yes. I'm a photographer in town. And, you know, I had a lot of fun with the pictures and kind of played around and showed everybody's personalities. And, you know, everybody on the calendar is fairly well known in Carbondale and in the area. So it was definitely a fun project.
So maybe in 4 years from now, we'll be talking about a calendar
maybe.
Again. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. I'll remember to ask about that in the future just so that, you know, we keep you honest.
For sure.
So for folks that, you know, may not have heard about Cowboy Up Carbondale before, tell us about this event. Again, it's a big event, usually a musical act, a lot of food, silent auction, stuff like that.
So the idea behind the event is to celebrate Carbondale's Western heritage. We have a live band. We've had the same band every year. It's Adam Ashley. People just love him. He gets the crowd moving. Everybody's up and dancing. He plays a lot of cowboy, you know, music, like country western music, rock, country rock, that kind of thing. And then we have, this year, for the second year, we have Smoke Modern Barbecue catering the food. They will have a vendor stand, so there will be food for sale for the public.
I ate there for the first time a few months ago.
Oh, yes.
It's fantastic.
It is, yes. And there will also be, we have 14 VIP tables, which different companies each buy a table, and that goes towards some sponsorship. So some of the proceeds of that goes towards the beneficiary, which is Access Roaring Fork this year. So we have a full sit-down dinner for the VIP guests, and then we have beer and wine available for sale, and then Smoke has a vendor station, so they have food for sale for the general public. It's $5 to get in for general admission. We have a live auction as well as a silent auction, which Erin will talk a little bit more about. We have some really, really great packages for sale and products for sale and items for sale in both the live and the silent auction, and that's always a lot of fun too.
Are all of the VIP tables sold?
Yes, they're all sold. We generally find that, I would say, 80% of the tables are return customers. So obviously people really enjoy the venue, enjoy, you know, sponsoring the event and that kind of thing. So we have 14 tables. They're all sold out. But there's lots of, you know, space for general public to come in. We have a different seating area for them, and they can join into all the activities. They can dance and they can, you know, take part in the live and the silent auction, so everybody's welcome.
And what is, there's a website for the event,
yes,
as well,
it's
which is
www.cowboyupcarbondale.vpweb.com. But even if you just Google Cowboy Up Carbondale, you should be able to get to the website. And then we also have a Facebook page, Cowboy Up Carbondale, which you can search, and we update that all the time with all the event information and updates and that kind of thing.
Again, Cowboy Up Carbondale has been conducted, is that the word I want, along with First Friday in Carbondale.
Uh-huh. We've had it pretty much every year on First Friday, I think, except maybe the first or the second, first
it's,
2 years.
It's been the last 3 years on First Friday.
Mm-hmm. So 3 out of 5. Anyway. Yeah. A majority of the time it's happened on First Friday. Yes.
Right. Which is great because there's a lot of people in town that might not have heard of the event that pop in and, you know, end up staying for the night.
And it brings it brings people in to visit the other businesses as well.
Yeah. Take advantage of folks that are already there. Makes perfect sense to me. And where does Cowboy Up Carbondale happen?
So on 4th and Main Street in the 4th Street Plaza, right? Downtown Carbondale. You can't miss it. There's a huge tent for the general admission, so even if it's raining, we're gonna be out there, so everybody will be under a tent.
It's nice to mention, because just in case it's raining, the way the weather forecast looks now, I mean, we've got rain for the next several days, so by then, you would think that all the rain that was going to happen would already be done, but you know, this is Colorado.
Exactly.
If you don't like it, it won't take too long for things to change anyhow.
That's right.
Hopefully the colors will be changing too, because that would make a nice nice backdrop as well. Again, Cowboy Up Carbondale happens this year, Friday, September 6th. First Friday in Carbondale, right downtown at 4th and Main Street in the 4th Street Plaza. And again, if you would like to learn more, I like your idea, Irma. Just Google Cowboy Up Carbondale. You'll probably be able to find the website. And you can also check out the Cowboy Up Carbondale Facebook page to learn more about Cowboy Up Carbondale. I want to say, were you involved from the very beginning?
Yeah, well, both me and Aaron have been.
Both of you?
Yes, with Cheryl and then Scott Aycock. The first year I was kind of absent and, you know, kind of feeling things out. I had just moved here from South Africa, so I was still pretty new to the whole scene. But from the other 4 years, I've been involved.
So, I mean, obviously you must have some kind of experience in, you know, cowboy. Because the whole point of Cowboy of Carbondale is to honor the Western heritage of the town. I mean, I guess it would be universal. You've got cowboys and stock, that kind of thing in South Africa?
I don't know so much about the cowboys. We have what we call farmers. You know, and we, you know, I don't know that I ever really maybe even noticed them when I was in South Africa until I moved here and saw all the cute cowboys in their hats and their boots. And
But I'm beginning to see where this is headed.
You know, it's definitely, it was quite an interesting culture to get exposed to and introduced to. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. They're really great people. They're good, solid people. And, you know, it's a great community.
So really, in your case, it's probably much more about the relationships that you had made after coming here from South Africa.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And I have Erin and Cheryl to thank for that. They've definitely helped in introducing me into all of that.
Okay. So, Erin, can you take us back to the beginning, the very first conversations that you had about Cowboy Up Carbondale and how this idea came to be an event that now we're talking about the 5th annual?
Well, it's funny how it started. Cheryl, who's not here today, but she was her daughter was in preschool, and she was going to do a benefit for the preschool. But the preschool changed their minds and decided to do something else. So it just took on a life of its own, and she pulled Scott and I into it. And we just decided to that there was no benefit or celebration of the Western heritage of Carbondale. So, you know, there's all these other events that happen in Carbondale, but nothing that actually showcased the Western heritage that we had. So that became the theme. And then we just decided to open it up to any nonprofit through an application process. So the first 2 years, Soper's Therapy Services was the beneficiary, and then the Chamber. And then last year we had Wind Walkers, which is a great local nonprofit. This year we opened it up to application. We got 5 times as many applicants as in years past. So going through the applications, we chose Access Roaring Fork as our beneficiary this year.
And we'll talk again with Deb from Access Roaring Fork in just a couple minutes about what it is they do and why the money that they will receive from this year's Cowboy Up Carbondale is so important. Again, if you'd like to learn more, just Google Cowboy Up Carbondale and you'll be able to find their website. You can also like their Facebook page or check out their Facebook page for more information. Again, it happens this year, Friday, September 6th at 4th and Main Street, the 4th Street Plaza in downtown Carbondale. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will visit with Deb Rice from Access Roaring Fork, and I'm sure that we'll talk a little bit more with Irma and Aaron as well. Talk about specifically some of those silent auction items as well. We'll maybe not run down the entire list, but definitely talk about the ones that will probably be more popular. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're visiting about the 5th annual Cowboy Up Carbondale. Happens this year, Friday, September 6th in Carbondale, obviously. That's right. I tell you what, a master of the obvious, that would be me. Again, every year since the third year, I want to say, it's been a different nonprofit that has received the benefit of Cowboy Up Carbondale. And this year, that local nonprofit, which is chosen by a review process and an application process, that's what I was trying to say, is Access Roaring Fork. So Deb Rice is here from Access Roaring Fork today. And for folks that obviously Cowboy Up Carbondale is one of those events that folks look forward to every year. But a lot of people like to know, well, I am going to pay $5 to get into the event. What is being done with my money? So tell us about Access Roaring Fork and why it is important.
Well, Access Roaring Fork, and we just will shorten it by saying Access, is we provide, it's a nonprofit that provides after-school programming from Basalt to Parachute, first through eighth grade students. So we are in a large valley-wide area, and we do programming in 5 middle schools and 2 elementary schools, and also provide a summer camp in Rifle for elementary school age children. And we usually provide, there's 100 spaces for that. So Access really, relies on their fundraising and donors and grant writing to provide these services to these children in our valley.
I want to say it was around the first of the year that you and Luis came in to talk about Access Roaring Fork the first time. And it's just off the top of my head, it sounds like you may have added some new services since that time.
Yeah, there we have added the elementary programs. We're in 2 elementary schools. So there's just a need for those services in those after-school hours. And those are times where our intuition and research tells us that for kids to be doing something in a safe environment that's enriching and helping, in their growth is really crucial, especially in today where a lot of parents, are commuting and working long hours.
So tell us about what those after-school programs look like.
Oh boy. Okay. So anything.
let's take this one bite at a time. Let's start with the elementary after school programs.
So the elementary school programs, those programs that we have now, we partner with the Valley Settlement Project, which is through the Manaus Foundation. And those programs are kids that are selected by the school that possibly could just use a little more academic and also social-emotional support. And so those programs, we just alter and try to expose them to different enrichment opportunities. They may not have the opportunity. So we cover everything from health and fitness to art to academic, music, dance, anything you can think of, basically. And we rotate that schedule, but we also do 45 minutes of academic support for them every day, or 3 days a week, excuse me.
And so when you're talking about academic support, in other words, supporting what they are doing for the rest of the day in school.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Access, our model is to align with the schools to be able to support and implement things that maybe they've not been able to offer or can't offer you know, more time on task with for the kids.
So it's not like you're doing your own thing. You're actually working in cooperation with the schools that you're in.
Absolutely.
Okay. That makes, as opposed to doing something completely different or in opposition to.
Right.
Okay.
And the one, you know, the thing that's nice about what we're able to do is we understand what the schools are trying to accomplish, and we support that, but we try to come from a different approach so it feels different to the kids, and we really try to build in that character development and life skill piece. And at the same time, we're also doing a lot of hands-on experimental kind of learning. So it's different, but they're basically, it's all, you know, working together to get those kids, you know, where they need to be.
How many elementary school kids are in the program right now?
Well, right now we have 60 at two schools, so a total of 120. And, of course, like everything else, funding dictates how many kids we can serve. So, you know, we'd love to expand that.
So a fundraiser like Cowboy Up Carbondale is a big deal.
It is really the nice thing about what Cowboy Up, this event does, is it provides not only funding, but it also provides exposure to a very small organization that services a lot of youth and provides help to parents and to the schools. And we have, there's three staff people, including myself. I'm one of the three. So it's really challenging for us to pull off our own fundraiser. And these guys step up and they have it all down and they know how to coordinate it and they do the marketing. And it's really a huge benefit for any nonprofit, especially a smaller nonprofit in the Valley.
Let's move on now and talk about the, I would call it junior high. I think you referred to it as middle school.
Yeah.
That's the politically correct. You know, it's now middle school because it includes... Mm-hmm. Middle school starts in sixth grade? Is that right?
Fifth grade. And
okay.
Some of the middle schools are sixth grade. It depends on the location.
Anyway,
you got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not just seventh and eighth grade junior high. It's middle school.
Yes.
Tell us about the middle school programs and how is that different than the elementary programs?
So I just want to say our elementary program is called Power Time. So most parents, kids, teachers, that's the, you know, access is just sometimes that doesn't get across, but it's Power Time. And our middle school program is called Second Shift. And so those programs are enrichment based and academic based, but they're all self-selecting from the students. So every student has an opportunity to participate.
So if they feel like they need something that is available through Second Shift, mm-hmm. they just sign up, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so the beauty of these programs is the low cost to the families. So we usually have two 10-week programming periods, and it's basically $20, so it ends up being $2 a class. So we really depend on support through grants and donors and fundraising and to supplement those costs. And in our Second Shift program, basically we provide homework help, academic assistance. Within the Second Shift program, we have another program called Accelerate, which is one-on-one tutoring with kids that are at risk of not moving on to high school with their peers. And we've had a 98% success rate. And mostly that program is successful because of the relationship building with that tutor one-on-one with that student. And they see the success, they feel the success, and they just take off. So we keep developing programs based on need. And each school, is different even in the same district.
Access Roaring Fork is a fairly new organization. I want to say it may even be newer than Cowboy Up Carbondale.
It's about the same as far as
okay.
what we've started out really small in Carbondale is where it was Basalt for a short amount of time. And the need, what we saw, what happened at that point, I wasn't on board at that point. That was like 5 years ago. I'm going on right at my fifth year. Is that kids needed something to engage in and that was positive in that after school time. And so we just started expanding school by school and building partnerships. And so Access really operates as an umbrella organization, and we hire, 200 teachers a year, and we provide, we touch about 2,000 students throughout the Valley and offer over 200 classes. So it really works well because teachers get excited because they maybe teach, for instance, an academic all day, and then they want to teach music in the afternoon and the after school. So it's really fun for them. And then we also work with other nonprofits throughout the entire Valley, so from Aspen to Parachute.
Where I was kind of going with that is it's probably a little too early for an elementary or middle schooler that was helped by one of Access Roaring Forks programs to actually have had the chance to come back and be one of those teachers. But, maybe in another 4 or 5 years, we'll be able to actually have that conversation.
And that would be our goal as well. So we're trying to work into some mentoring with high school kids that have been through our program that have been really successful. And it's really gave them the drive to understand, all the pieces that come together in being a successful person in our community. And we just want healthy communities. And I think that's the basis for what Access does.
I asked you how many elementary school kids are taking part in the Power Time program. How many middle schoolers are participating in Second Shift?
It's right at that. It's right at that 1,800 mark. It really is. I just think it's a great service to families and kids, and the kids really enjoy it, because they want to be there. It's not like you have to come and they say, oh, I want to take that dance, or oh, I want to do taekwondo, or oh, I want to do ceramics, and we do a ton of programs that have they're lost arts to me. It's sewing, cooking, just the things that the schools have been so stretched with their funding to be able to provide.
It's funny you would mention that. I was just the other day thinking about my high school home ec teacher.
I know. And
who tried to teach me all of those things.
And they were great experiences. And I think the other thing that's, it's just that life skill, character development that kids, they're just so techie anymore. Mm-hmm. And I get all that, and it's all great. And they need to have all of it. But, like this session, we're going to start, we're actually working with some broadcasting. So we might talk with you. Oh. We're already talking to someone in Carbondale about doing that kind of a program. And we're also newspaper. I mean, just, all kinds of yes, and technology classes, but yet we want to still offer the knitting and the weaving and all those things, and then all the sports stuff, because kids just don't get the opportunity to move and be physically active.
I'm sure Access Roaring Fork also has a website if folks would like to read up on it.
Yeah. Our website is accessrf.org.
That's easy enough. Accessrf.org. Mm-hmm. Again, Access Roaring Fork is this year's beneficiary of the 5th annual Cowboy Up Carbondale. As I to kind of run down the list, speaking of which, of Cowboy Up, again, it's always a big party on, for the last couple of years anyway, on First Friday. This year it's Friday, September 6th at 4th and Main in Carbondale, the 4th Street Plaza. They've got music by Adam Ashley, who's been there every year that the event has happened, as well as live and silent auctions, beer, wine, and Smoke is the food vendor this year. So if you're familiar with the kind of food that they put out, you will want to be there. If you're not, I will tell you, it is very tasty. General admission tickets are just $5 and are available at the event itself. Again, on Friday the 6th. We'll take one final break. When we come back, we will wrap things up and give you some of those always much sought after silent and live auction items. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking about the 5th annual Cowboy Up Carbondale, which happens from 6 to 11 on Friday, September 6th at the 4th Street Plaza in downtown Carbondale, 4th and Main Street. So stop by, and it's only $5 to get in. They've got some beer, wine, music by Adam Ashley, live silent auctions. And again, benefits Access Roaring Fork this year. So Aaron Bassett has been involved with Cowboy Up since the very beginning, as has Irma, who we talked to earlier. And, you know, I have not asked about this. I assume this is a family-friendly event?
It is a family-friendly event. I think, you know, as the party gets going later, you know, with the music, and it might not be, you might not want little kids running around underneath everything. But, yeah, it's definitely family-friendly with the barbecue and the live auction and those aspects.
Okay. So let's talk about the auction items. Again, live and silent auction.
We have some great auction items.
Who is the auctioneer, by the way?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have been in search of an auctioneer, desperate search until yesterday, and we found a gentleman out of Hotchkiss. And his name escapes me at the moment, but he, I'm sure, will be fabulous. We've had great auctioneers over the last 5 years.
It takes such a special person.
And unfortunately, the gentleman we have used in the past is going to be out of town. So we were on a kind of a desperate search, but we took care of that. So, but we do have some great auction items. We have an Aspen Ski Company getaway, 2 day ski pass, 2 nights at the Limelight, dinner for two at the Wild Fig. Rockies game getaway. We have a half-day fishing float, paragliding, lots of golf donated from our great golf courses here in the Valley. But probably the number one item that we're all looking forward to seeing is the Todd Helton autographed baseball, you know, which is, we're sure, going to really be exciting to see how much that goes for.
I don't even have any idea.
I don't either.
I mean, it's got to be worth quite a bit, I would think.
It was
think.
Donated by Columbine Ford, which is great. And, you know, we have tons of other silent auction items as well. Lots of things we always get donated by Roaring Fork Co-op. They're a huge sponsor of ours and always donate a lot of stuff for the silent auction. So lots of cowboy stuff. There's a beautiful photograph by Roberta McCowan.
She just finished a book of the poorhouse.
Right.
A lot of old pictures and stories. Yeah.
She's there every year, and lots of just everyday items as well. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Is there a complete list on the website?
We will have a list, hopefully, by Monday.
So keep checking back.
Sure, yes.
Keep checking back. Again, if you want to Google Cowboy Up Carbondale, you should be able to find it, but it's cowboyupcarbondale.vpweb.com is the full web address. And you can always search for Cowboy Up Carbondale on Facebook as well. So in the last couple minutes here, as we wrap things up, should we thank some sponsors that have helped make Cowboy Up Carbondale possible this year?
You know, we have the best sponsors, and we couldn't do this without them. We have people that come back year after year. They buy VIP tables, and that's really what keeps this event going and our ability to pass along to the beneficiary of the year. So I couldn't name them all, but they know who they are, and they are on the poster, which you should see all over the Valley.
Okay, fair enough. And I'm sure that they're probably recognized on the website as well.
Absolutely.
Again, the beneficiary of this year's Cowboy Up Carbondale is Access Roaring Fork. They are hopefully going to be able to continue with a lot of the services that they've been providing, including, again, these names that should be familiar to parents, from Basalt to Parachutes Elementary School. It's called Power Time. Middle School, it's Second Shift and Accelerate. So if you recognize those, you can thank Access Roaring Fork if your kids have participated in any of those programs. And Deb, anything that you would like to add as we kind of put the wraps today?
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone who has donated, everyone that's going to volunteer for making this possible, and just dust those boots off and come on out and let's have a great evening. And I appreciate all the support for live and silent auction items and everybody that's a part of making this happen. I really am grateful. Thank you.
Again, the whole point of Cowboy Up Carbondale is to celebrate Carbondale's Western heritage. And I don't think there's anything really more Western than helping the neighbors, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm not great at analogies or the moral of the story, but that's about as good as I think
well,
I'm going to be able to articulate
time.
That.
So if you haven't made it before, this is the year to come out. And if you want to volunteer, we're always looking for more volunteers. And you can contact Deb at Access, or you can contact myself, Aaron Bassett or Irma Sanek.
And contact through the Facebook page or through the respective websites, probably? Okay.
Easy.
All right. Fair enough. You know, that's something, I guess, in closing that I did not bring up earlier, is that not only are these nonprofits, do they receive some money as after being chosen through this application process, they actually help make the event happen.
Absolutely.
So it's not like they just get, you know, something for nothing. They actually put a lot of work into these events as well. We should mention that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And also, if, you know, you go to the Access website, we have a link to the Cowboy Up website as well. So you can find us. We've made it very easy.
Gotcha. So if you would like to help volunteer at Cowboy Up Carbondale this year, go to accessrf.org, or you can Google Cowboy Up Carbondale, find their website, and of course, check out the Cowboy Up Carbondale Facebook page as well. All right, ladies.
Thanks.
Irma, did you want to add anything? I've kind of been, you know, we moved the microphone over. I haven't moved it back. It's not intentional, but would you like to add anything as we kind of put the wraps on things today?
We just want to say, if you're on Facebook and you have liked our page, just share the event with as many friends as you can. You know, spread the word, tell people about the event. The more, the merrier. Just come out and have fun and enjoy the night with us.
Again, Cowboy Up Carbondale happens Friday, September 6th this year. So stop on by and have a good time. And it is first Friday in Carbondale as well, so there will be lots of stuff to do in downtown as there has been. That's, boy, what a success that turned out to be, huh? Andrea really deserves her. I can't remember if it was Randy or Andrea that came up with the idea. But anyway, whoever is responsible, they deserve definitely a pat on the back. There's no question about it. It's been great for downtown Carbondale businesses and just for the town in general. Again, Cowboy Up happens 6 to 11 on Friday the 6th. And if you want more information, just Google Cowboy Up Carbondale. You can also find out more on the Access Roaring Fork webpage, which is accessrf.org. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.